because you can handle the truth.
All right. How's that? Nice, short, little break. And we're back. Hour two, Republic of Texas Radio. We've been talking about, well, gun grabbers, well, not gun grabbers, well, violence and guns for, well, I don't know, a couple hours now. Last week we did a whole show on it. Now we're talking about, I guess tiny houses, homeless people. That's kind of come into my attention as of a couple weeks ago when I bumped into somebody telling me about the homeless population here in Fredericksburg, and I don't know, I have a number for it. I just played you a clip right before the top of the hour, and that was from Midland. Midland is working some kids, or I guess they're adults, are putting in a community of little teeny tiny houses, these little fixed things in Midland, Texas. You know, that's the place, Midland, Odessa, the boom town that has low unemployment, yet it's still, they say it supports, or sports, which is different, sports like in sports car, sports 200 homeless people. So they can wipe out their homeless population by putting in this little micro village where, you know, 10 people get next to each other and they all share one washing machine or something like that, and they live in a hub and a spoke and a whatever, get in there, fill out your forms and obey the laws, or you're going to get kicked out of your little house, right? And you don't get it for free, you have to pay rent. Well, that's what they told us. What does that mean? Oh, you know, you can earn your rent by working in the blacksmith shop. Really? Now there's a trade for you. Not that I wouldn't like to learn blacksmithing, but I don't remember the last time I brought anything over to the blacksmith. Hey, blacksmith, can you fix this belt buckle for me? You know, it sounds more like hobbies. Maybe they'll make you a necklace or do some leather work for you. I don't know.
Just for the homeless, Steve. This is for the people that work like in the shops. Yeah. You know what bugs me is, this is how they end this part of it. And this program helps you educate the community about this housing alternative that may be feasible for our community in the coming years. Okay?
Right.
And other little zingers like this. This organization is talking about another housing solution, possibly. Plans to work with local employers who are interested in offering housing assistance to their employees as an employee benefit program. So now part of your pay will be taken out for housing, like part of it's being taken out for insurance, and pretty soon your actual take-home will be zip. Everything will be, I got great benefits, but I don't make any money. But I got great benefits.
Right. You don't make any money, but you have, well... Yeah, and that's happened since the dawn of time, too. Whenever you take a job that gives you housing, you're like, oh, really? You're going to put all your eggs in one basket?
I can remember, Steve, when a major part of your compensation package when you start a job for a corporation was not a health program because everyone was frickin' healthy and they didn't need it, you know? Then all of us, now all of a sudden it's, oh, that's a major, I've got $80,000,000 worth of health insurance every year, but I make enough that I can live in this tiny house.
Yeah. I was telling
everyone
a friend of mine.
Everyone used to be sick. You didn't need, we never had a family doctor. We were never sick.
You know, in the 90s, Alan, there was a march up to the retirement of the baby boomers, and everybody was talking about, you know, well, we have a shortfall of healthcare professionals for when the baby boomers get old and they retire and they start getting sick. And we're going to have to take care of that. And the Japanese are all, look, man, we're going to make robots. And we're going to have robots that are going to take care of the old people. And they're going to, you know, walk around and they're going to do dishes and they're going to massage their feet and watch their blood pressure. And they're going to get robots. And everybody's laughing at them. Really? Robots? Well, they kept doing that. At least somebody said, you know, that's going to make a lot of good money. And last week, I bumped into a parking lot, I guess. I didn't bump into it. I just looked over, and it was this whole fleet of these weirdly colored blue cars that were hospice vehicles. And I'm like, oh, we're there, man. You're not a robot, but you've got a blue card. It says, hospice, healthcare. And I'm like, well, that no, hospice doesn't mean healthcare. When they put you in hospice, that means non-care, right? But at least they get the blue cars. And I'm like going, wow, and you guys are going to drive around stopping at people's doors to do what? Say, can I wipe your butt because you're dying? You know, and your whole job is to be this hospice care people. And they had 20 brand new vehicles all out there. So, wow, that's crazy when we think of the death care stuff that's going on here. And it is still, like you say, it plays in with the tiny houses. It's not just for the homeless. It's not just for the older folks that don't have anybody. There's the shortcoming of our whole society. We've talked about that, Alan. You know, the fact that nobody takes care of anybody anymore. Right? It's been part of our culture to get that out. Right? You know, it's, well, you grow up and you leave mom and dad and you find somebody and you marry them and then you raise kids and then they grow up and then at the end of your time, you lose your spouse or significant other. And that's the basic tenets of it. Then you go into a little hospital and they abuse you or whatever, whatever, nursing home. And then you die, right? And meanwhile, nowadays, no, this is a modern
drain
thing.
Drain everything that you ever earned during this whole process.
Penny.
They drain everything that you ever earned. They steal it. They drain it
like
through the medical
vampire.
Systems. Something. Yes. I mean, how many old people have they gotten to sign over power of attorney to, you know, someone at the nursing home or somewhere else? You know, there are a lot of bad people out there. And basically, they just, in any bank account or anything else that these old folks might have had, you know, just disappears. And, oh, if there's an investigation, well, they investigate themselves. So, no, nothing ever gets solved, and it continues. Yeah, it's like Farron said on the show, you know, it's like, I'm not going to sit here and guilt a little and try to blow smoke up your butt. There's too many people walking around with smoke coming out of their butts all the time anymore. It seems like that's all
right.
The world is anymore, is just smoke, trying to blow smoke up people's butts. And, it's not going to be pretty. It's past savable as far as I'm concerned. I mean, you take a good look at the society that's around us, and, man, it's pretty damn helpless.
I got a solution for a lot of that, right? Don't do it. You know, I mean, to a certain extent, you're kind of screwed once you get caught in the healthcare spider web, you know. So staying healthy on your own, that's probably a good solution, right? But I'm not here to provide solutions. I want to provide context of the world around and just, you know, maybe so. What are we here for, Alan? You ever think about that per se?
Try to get realized. I'm here to try to get people to realize that, hey, folks, we are in a lot of trouble. We really are. I mean, I'm sorry if you haven't come to that realization yet, but, you know, we're trying to get enough people awake and aware so that maybe some of the good folks can survive through whatever in the hell is going to happen to us. And that's, how can you give solutions to something we have no idea how they'll hit? There's so many ways that they can come at us, you know. Crash the economic system, you know, and let everything just go to hell. Spray something in the air, you know, the second part of the whatever they're spraying up there. You know, there is so many ways that these people can get to us nowadays. And so solutions are hard to come to. You know, realization of what's going on, a healthy realization of it is about as good preparation as far as I can see that you can get. Realize what really is going on around you so that when it happens, you can see the avenues they might come at you and the avenues that you might have to survive.
Mm-hmm. I think there's been a lot talked about preparations and, you know, what the coming future and things that you can do yourself for to survive the goals. I'm kind of like looking at the trends. Maybe I should get a journal called the Trends Journal. No, I don't want to do that. You know, I'm not that good at looking at trends. But I, maybe I am because, you know, 10 years ago when I left California, we were hearing murmurings that Los Angeles had a homeless camp. And it was like, what? They actually have an area that has been turned into a tent city. And so, you know, sure enough, you know, as I'm driving out of California, it starts to emerge pictures from this place that had grown under this underpass. And it just kept going, but they weren't talking about it. We don't have a homeless problem. And, of course, you know, 10 years later, 12 years later, wherever we are today, that homeless problem has grown to be one of the biggest homeless problems in, well, the world, from what I can tell, you know, with thousands and thousands of homeless people, you know, in the different areas, San Francisco, Silicon Valley, Los Angeles, Sacramento, they all support
their thousands. And Steve, if there weren't those government debit cards, there would be lines and there would be soup lines in every city across the nation.
Maybe true.
It's not visible.
Maybe they're
fun.
But, you know, the question is well, first of all, they always start with this one line. Homelessness is a very complex subject. And you go, ah, yeah, there goes the smoke up my butt. And the thing is, in California, some of their problems were all these tech companies desire to reduce the wages that they had to pay their American employees and bring in other people from other countries and get them on a leash, right, with a 10-year guarantee at a low wage, right, so they can move to the United States. So that was the whatever, you know, we need them worker type stuff, and I 5-1-B or something like that. Anyways, I was in Silicon Valley during that time, and I did watch as they replaced all these people. And it used to be, you know, you'd go into the IT department, and there was a whole bunch of, well, Californians, you know, people that grew up in California and were from Silicon Valley, and we all did this. And then all of a sudden, they started importing everybody, and you'd have huge pools of programmers, huge pools of systems administrators that were all imports. And when I say imports, I guess that's correct, you know, because what they did was they put out a casting call. They said, well, we need some people that can do this, and here's what you're going to be paid, and you stay 10 years, and we're going to sign the document so you can become a U.S. citizen. Meanwhile, they laid off the other workers and said, well, we have to lay you off because we're laying people off. We've got other people, and this guy's going to take
And you know, Steve, it wasn't just guys from India either. You know, like I said, I remember when Cargill and Tyson got together when they were taking over like the beef and pork market, and a lot of the programming guys for Cargill's were from England. These guys were all from England. They were really nice guys and everything, but I'm sure they were SB5 visas.
Sure, you know, I'm sure they were from all over the area. But the demographic of California has completely changed, you know, in the time that I've known it, right? The time that I was there until the time that I left. And now it's even different than it was before. And last week, you know, they checked this one out. I don't know if I told you that, Alan. There's this guy named Gavin Newsom. He used to be the mayor of San Francisco, and now he's the governor of San Francisco. And he came out last week, and he had this incredible bit of insight. And he said, you know where all the homeless people from in San Francisco are from? And he said, you won't guess it. It's Texas. Texas is where the majority of the homeless people in San Francisco are from. And so, no, everybody couldn't take that one, right? You know, even the most liberalist newspaper there was looked at that statement and said, oh, what the hell, man? We're okay. How do you connect the dots? And so Gavin sends out his press buddy, and his press buddy says, well, Gavin was quoting information based on the program from Wayward. Right? It's a program to shuttle people out of San Francisco, you know, if they want to leave, and they provide a shuttle bus or a Greyhound ticket, and, you know, you go in there and say, I want to leave San Francisco, I'm homeless. You prove it, and then they'll give you a ticket out, and I guess Wayward is shipping everybody to Texas. So, well, maybe everybody that is a homeless in California wants to leave to come to Texas. Maybe they're going to Austin. There seems to be a lot of parallels between San Francisco homelessness and Austin. Maybe they got the memo. But it turns out that, yeah, even the homeless are migrating to Texas, Alan.
Yeah, but, you know, see, how far was Napa Valley from, like, the L.A. area? San Francisco, you know, that's kind of what we are. You know, we don't really have, you know, they're not real visible homeless, but you know, we're kind of the Napa Valley area now, I guess.
Well, we'd be more Napa Valley and San Francisco. LA itself would be kind of about 10 to 16 hours away from the Bay or from Napa Valley.
I am kind of amazed, Steve. You know, I figured, you know, Gavin Newsom, I figured he'd come up with something a little more original, but like maybe like, well, Texas used to belong to Mexico, so therefore Mexicans are Texans, so everyone here is from Texas.
Everyone here is from Texas. You know, the Austin, the problem in California is multifold. Remember, we got the homelessness is a real complicated issue. And, oh, God, well, let's go to the phones instead of me ranting on about that. But maybe we'll catch that up in the flip side. Let's see. Next is, oh, yeah, you can call in if you want. 1-800-313-9443. We'll talk about, well, we'll see what we talk in New York right now. Let's go to him. Ken, are you there?
Yes, sir. I tell you, I'm on Eastern Long Island, and I didn't believe that story. His research must have been based on a blunt he was smoking the night before.
I know. That's crazy. Crazy, Gavin.
Yeah. It's not San Francisco. It's San Francisco. Or Psycho.
Yeah, it's a damn shame.
It sure is. Based on what I've been seeing, I work in a bus during the day, semi-retired, and I'm starting to see areas where there's luxury apartments. For example, the apartments, well, relative, let's say upper class, or probably in the $2,000 a month range. And these are usually set back from roads, so you don't really see the apartments, but the entranceways, I'm starting to see evictions where people are getting their furniture thrown out. These are not cheap. I mean, these are people that are,
oh, really?
Would appear to be well off. And
mm-hmm.
I think some of the... I used to live in an apartment before I bought a house 17 years ago, and I noticed every time you live in an apartment, no matter how good you are, you're getting cranked up 5 to 7% a year. So after a while, you have to move out. And then when you move out, enough people move out, they start offering specials for new people to move in to discount them instead of keeping the rents reasonable in the first place.
Yeah. Kind of like that 0% interest to start with on that credit card, that new credit card. So you go out and you charge all of it, and all of a sudden it jumps to like 86%. Yeah.
I think the pressure from New York City, people not being, you know, the craziness going on in New York City. We have our own version of Newsom, you know, what's his name? Werner Gerhard de Blasio uses his mother's name.
Yeah.
And the taxes and the cost of the real estate there is causing people to move out here, and they're buying expensive houses out here. We're seeing $1 million, $2 million houses popping up outside of the Hamptons.
Hey, that's the music. Hang on.
Well, that's
Let's
all I
go
have.
Through, right? Okay, we'll appreciate that call.
Thanks,
we'll be right back, folks. Hang on.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right. We're back. You're like, you know, thanks, Ken, for that call. Yeah, New York sounds like it's on par for, you know, the rest of the United States. And what do you think? Any follow-up on that there, Alan?
No, it's interesting to hear him say. I guess what he's saying is that people are actually, instead of the gentrification where they're taking over the old downtown areas again. People are kind of still urban sprawling. I've never even been to New York City. I went to Chicago one time, and that was enough for me. I just, you know, I'm used to some, you know, if I drive for 10 or 15 minutes, you know, I should be out in the country somewhere by that point. But so that whole concept just kind of blows past me. You know, he was saying that they're even buying million-dollar houses outside the Hamptons, which I guess in the Hamptons, from what I understand, $1 million would be like your doghouse.
That's
kind of the rich area up that way. It's not a, like I said, I don't know that whole area. You know, I know it's just people packed everywhere around there, and I'm sure there are some nice spots here and there, but those are not for just the average person most of the time. So, yeah, it's their plan is working well. I wish I could admire what they've done and what they're doing, and unfortunately what they will be doing to us, because, man, they've got the means of control, and it's just amazing to watch the implosion. You know, I heard, who was that on Rents, I think? Heck, who was that? Said they were talking about evolution, about science and everything, and he said, you know, well, supposedly we, you know, evolved from apes, And he said, you know, the way I see it, looks to me like we're evolving into monkeys instead of evolving from monkeys. And you know, Farron's show yesterday, you know, I was sitting there thinking again about, you know, and I happened to look up, and someone must have been in and rearranged my house, because it's not one of those books you keep on the outside of your shelf cabinet because everyone hates it. But, you know, the Turner Diaries, unfortunately, comes to mind more and more, you know, as things progress here, especially all this racial crap. You know, do I want to see it end up like that? Hell no. Anyone who's read it, I sure as hell don't want it to end up like that. But, you know, wow. If you took a good look at the games that are being played with us, you know, and by who they're being played, you know, at the top, it's coming kind of prescient.
I hear you. Hey, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go back to the phone lines as we move on. Chris, near Las Vegas, I think, well, I don't know if he moved, but agree, it's not Chris out of Vegas or outside. Whatever. Chris, it's a while, man. How are you?
Good morning, Stephen Allen. It's important to cognize that near means close to, but not at. How can one live in a corporation?
I hear you, near Vegas. That's good.
You know, I'm listening to this nonsense on this so-called micro-housing and your Sugarland so-called shooting with their pop-up, blow-up Special Operations Command post. And this is a real scary scenario, because if you go back to Jade Hill 15, owning or controlling the human domain, as I recall, Texas was specifically a red state. They wanted to turn blue, I think is the way it was, if I remember the red-blue divide conquer scenario. And so, infiltration, invasion, migration to create a culture war to reassess the area and reorder it to a more favorable to demon crazy ideas is a very desirable tactic for those who want to switch the vote and make everybody up there socialized communist in controlling the nation and the world.
And you know, Chris, to go along with that, Chris, you know, in this area, you know, I talked to a guy who hauls base. He drives a truck, you know, hauls, you know, crushed limestone around for the building projects. And, you know, he told me, he said, Jade Helm is alive and well in, you know, Gillespie County here. He kind of gave me the intersection where he's seen a lot of activity. But also, it doesn't make me a real warm, fuzzy feeling when I read in our paper at the end of the column, you know, of what the city council and the county commissioners have done. You know, it's almost this real small print. They also, and I read, you know, gave approval to the United States Army Special Operations Command to conduct covert training exercises in the area. So that doesn't make me feel real comfortable. No, it's everywhere, Chris.
To that point, Alan, these Special Operations Command, the Joint Terrorism Task Force, that's really the KGB, the Stasi, the secret police here in America. And I was listening to Rick Adams yesterday, and they played a segment from an FBI bigwig that was talking about intervention and pre-crime assessment to solve the problems before it gets to be a problem, identify the targets. Well, let me tell you what intervention means to the FBI. It means to co-opt the family or the friends of the insiders to get them to help them fabricate false evidence so they can put somebody that's opposed to their diabolical plan out of their problematic interest, to keep them from being able to use their free speech to report on the criminality of the FBI and the other government agencies of how they are actually weaponized against Americans. This is not new. This is something that's been going on back since the 50s and 60s, back when the J. Edgar Hoover FBI was installed and invented under an executive order, not a congressionally passed act. And this agency, a private for profit corporation, like every other Department of Justice, I hear the music. I'll be paid.
You're talking targeting, Chris. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the music. Hang on there, Chris. Let's do the break. We'll be back in a few minutes, folks. Republic of Texas Radio. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
All right, we're back. Republic of Texas Radio. I don't know. Agenda 21, tiny houses, homeless people, gun grabbers, the future. What are we talking about there, Chris? What kind of a moniker would you put on top of this? Do we have a topic?
As fully included, total control, managed society. That's exactly what their aim in the UN Agenda 21, the International Property Maintenance Code, the global plot to take over the world and put everyone under the controlled, managed, micromanaged system and try to give them the illusion they're free in their little mini micro house.
I believe that's called the Matrix there, Chris. We ought to just be floating in a tank of green stuff.
I agree generally. However, I think Matrix, Ma being an evil demon pagan god, and the T-R-I-C-K-S, the tricks of this evil demon pagan system, is a really insidious scam to pull on the world's people.
Yeah, Chris, don't you wish you could admire what they've done, Chris? You know, if their plan had been turned to, for the benefit of the planet instead of the total domination of the planet, you know, it could do wonders. But you know, they've turned it, and once you realize what they're doing, you sit back and you're like, wow, you know, if that could have been turned, you know, to the good side, man, we could be, it could be the best place ever, you know.
Well, Ha-Shaitan is not an amateur. He is a master at the deception of men and women. And so whenever we, yes, we do have to admire the deviosity of these evil demons that would control everyone with their micromanaged plan. Of course, all those controls only operate on the little people. The elites are exempt. They exempt themselves from the stuff that the little people do, and they live in opulent, decadent lifestyles and give themselves exemptions from anything, just like we're seeing today with Congress critters and other so-called self-deemed corporate elite oligarchs.
Right. Hey, you know, Chris, I played that clip from Midland, right, of the 220-something that you old said bought a chunk of land, and, you know, they went out to Austin, they learned about tiny houses. Now they're going to make a intentional community out of all the homeless folks, and everybody looks at them and goes, well, that's a unique idea. You go, bull. Right? What are you doing? Right? You know, those things fail. How many times did the USSR do these kind of things, Chris? You know, they built these huge structures and packed people in, big old sausage factories, and they gave them a lot more room than tiny houses. We've got, you know, little tiny houses things all throughout the world. Hong Kong, right? They have little tiny houses that they can live in inside of a building. And you get a family of, what, four in one-bedroom apartment?
I guess the tiny house situation in Hong Kong ain't working there with the Maoist Little Red Book's plan of stack 'em and pack 'em, because the Chinese are on their border fixing to invade them, too, since it's supposedly free Hong Kong, since the British gave it back to the Chinese. It's a very dangerous concept. These controlled micromanaged systems only work in the minds, the demented, twisted minds of these psychopaths that think they know better of what they can rule over the rest of us as the nanny state administrators. And the, you know, this self-election and self-determinate, being autonomous and able to function yourself by yourself to be able to fix things. And heck, I took my truck to a repair place. They worked on it. I went to go and start it, and it clicked. And I knew what to do. I got out. I got my tools out. I found a loose wire and one that had come off and tightened it back up, started right up, and went on the place. But the people that were with me, they were amazed that I knew what to do. Well, I'm self-empowered. I've been doing this stuff by myself for a long time. God bless Texas. Thank you, guys. I get off the phone and quit ranting and raving this morning. Thank you so much for your great show, and great to be back home with you guys. Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, good to hear from you. I hadn't heard from Chris for a while.
Chris has that diagnostic mind, you know, and he was talking about, you know, the elite, you know, the special ones, you know, the ones who have, you know, all the rights. And, you know, if you kind of look back at it, you know, I believe in the concepts and everything, and, you know, that this country was founded on, you know, that supposedly, but then there's all those little things, like, you know, that those little things like we the people, you know, people being the third word into a sentence capitalized. And if you talk to some law people, you know, they'll say, well, yeah, that very possibly could mean that, you know, that what they're writing up, what they're enacting, is relating to only those people who put ink to paper on that thing and their descendants. Which is this why, right, that, you know, we hear that all of the presidents have been related. You know, they're like, you know, 14th cousins, you know, five times removed. But they're all related. You know, is this more of a little light on this subject that, is, yeah, maybe it was, has just been kind of a mind game, you know, to basically, you know, rape the continent for its, you know, mineral wealth and everything. You know, does this confirm it a little bit more? You have to look at things and admit that there's possibilities are endless, you know, as to what they've done with us and the mind games they've played with us, the energy that they make us pay for, which is all around us, which should be free, like Tesla figured out, you know. They screw with us, they manipulate us, and manipulation with malice is what they do. You know, everything in our life is manipulation. You know, you have an air conditioner so you can cool your environment to stay comfortable when it's hotter than hell outside. You know, everything's manipulation, whether it's malicious or not. And they have been very malicious and very devious, and behind our back, and the good people out there just go along and stumble along, and it all seems good, even if they're struggling, because they tell them it's good. Struggling's good. You know, having no family, you know, roots is good. You know, not having anyone to fall back on is good. And it's like, you know, it's they present the meme, and everyone goes along with it.
Yeah,
a lot of trouble.
Social welfare problem. You know, they got programs to take care of that. But, you know, the demographics in this country have shifted. And they are shifting. You're either a millionaire or you ain't squat. Right? You know, I'm sorry. You know, there ain't no 100,000-aire. Right? Middle class, what is that? Right? What does that mean? That mean that you have the debt of your house, the debt of your cars, and a job that, you know, well, maybe you're in the death care, you know, field. Right, and you go around helping old people die. Right, even then, you're going to get to a point where the baby boomers—they've all passed. Right, and then there's supposed to be the great lull because the baby boomers were too much and the strain on the system. And then, well, the death care workers—they'll disappear. They'll be cut. They're no longer middle class. They can get tiny houses or live in a tent city. Okay.
There's going to be a lot of people that are not going to get as old as the greatest generation, Steve, because of the vaccination schedules. Everyone has some low, if nothing else, some kind of low-key chronic condition, and it's mm-hmm. not going to get any better. Look at the autism rates. I mean, you know, 1 in 38, 1 in 40, 1 in what, if it's 1 in 100, it's way too much. I mean, because it is stoppable. You know, yet they, when you control the information, you have articles come out in the paper saying, oh, isn't the new autistic Doogie Howser just great? He solves all those cases, all the smart, regular doctors can't solve, you know? And they're trying to normalize it instead of, and the whole article didn't even question, we need to figure out, you know, what's causing this and stop it, you know? But, you know, no, they're trying to normalize autism, okay? That's where the society is going. It's people bilking and milking and just making money any way they can, and even if they're doing it, thinking they're doing good, they're so stupid not to figure out what they're involved in. They're not. They're either, we need to normalize this and make them feel good so they don't feel left out. And it's like, no, we need to stop it in the first frickin' place. And they never mention that they're making money on it.
Alan,
and it just pisses me off.
Alan,
I'm sorry, it's just the society of today.
Susan,
I'm sorry, Steve.
Susan wants to remind you. Don't worry. The government will take care of you. Isn't she
be happy,
sweet?
As Bob Marley would say.
Just be happy. Thanks, Susan. That really helped an awful lot. Anyways.
Be a nice little Eloy.
Yeah, be good. Hey, let's go to the phones. Dave in Michigan. Hello. How are you?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Great show. It's always great to follow my good buddy Chris out there. Near Las Vegas. My other good buddy is a guest host, Ron Avery. He's on Stop the Presses with Mark Anderson. You know, he went out to that town hall meeting, or the alleged town hall meeting out there in San Antonio in this multi-million-dollar new state-of-the-art library. Where they were having a town hall meeting, at least that's what it was alleged as, for a, you know, a roundtable discussion about these mass shootings, right? So they've changed the definition of a mass shooting from hundreds of people to four people now. Anyway, Ron is brilliant. I don't know if you guys heard that show or those two shows about this incident, but Ron drew up some proposals for the council. They didn't let him speak, but he did put out 100 flyers on, he said, about three-quarters of the chairs in there before everybody got there, and one of the gals organizing it picked one up and said, what is this? Did you have permission to put these flyers on the chairs? And he said, what do you mean? Isn't this a town hall meeting? I mean, my permission is that we, the people, give it to me. You know, I am the government here, right? So, anyway, they proceeded with this fraud, you know, this town hall meeting. It was the chief of police, the fire chief, and the sheriff, and these council people, and they proceeded to tell the people, you know, what they were planning, and the people shot him down and said no. But Ron said somebody pulled a fire alarm. He had all his camera equipment there, tripods and everything, and he had a cameraman with him who left during the fire alarm. He went to go to the emergency exit. The, you know, the all the emergency lights were on, the sirens were blowing, the voices coming out of all these boxes were telling you there was a fire to evacuate the building. The first fire exit he went to was locked. The door was locked from the inside. And he said the KSAT news reporter was right on his heels, and he got all this on film. So then he went to the next fire alarm door or the fire door exit, and it was locked. Every fire exit in this brand-new building, all the doors were locked from the inside out.
Man, I would have been looking real hard for a guy looking like the Joker.
I'm telling you. Anyway, they got it all on film, and it is posted up on their website under Ron Avery Ford Stop the Presses. I don't know how to get there. I don't see so good anymore. But
okay.
There is a link at the RBN show Stop the Presses. So watch those videos and check that out. Ron Avery's awesome. He's also going to be on the Power Hour radio coming up in a week or so. So. And he'll be telling that story. You guys, keep up the good work and have a great day.
Appreciate that. You know, I know Ron, right? We've been through a few different things together. And it'll be interesting to see. You know, I didn't hear about that one. That's good. Hey, let's move on. Mike in Kentucky.
Good morning, Vietnam.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Vietnam, yeah.
I've been here, Adrian Cronauer. It's some mornings it feels like that. You know, we need a,
right.
Of course, he was constantly being censored, and I began working in radio when they were still using teletypes, and I saw stuff come across in the middle of the night. I think it was intentionally put out in the middle of the night so it would get lost on the nail. You used to rip it. Well, they used to call it Rip and Read Radio, and because a lot of people in local media did not have time to rewrite stuff, and so they would weed through it and pick out the news summaries and whatever, so they built the consensus around whatever it was, five or six wire services in that movie. Good Morning Vietnam, there was a whole room full of teletypes, you know, and these two twins were guarding whatever he... put on the air, and he ran in there one time, I guess, and caught him gone and ripped a bunch of stuff. They were always redacting the stuff he was reading. And, of course, that's built on a real situation. But domestically, I don't even think most media outlets had that many wire services available. That was, of course, the government. They had unlimited resources there in Vietnam. But I just wanted to call up and offer my services because it looks like, as you said, you know, on this one woman from Massachusetts Institute of Technology has pointed out that there's 8 to 12 years of lag time built into the diagnostic statistics from the Centers for Disease Control for the amount of autism that is increasing to being diagnosed. Now, some of that is better, you know, they're catching it maybe earlier, and the schools have waited... profiles for their students called IEPs, individual education plans, and so when they can diagnose somebody with autism, there's a financial incentive there because individual plan is weighted four times more than a regular student. So that school system
there's money made all the way down, all the way down. The vaccines that cause it for the majority part, they make money there, and I guarantee you they're invested in all these other programs, these special stuff that's going in. Yeah, it's graphed all the way down, Mike.
I think the statistics are skewed by the money, though. There's an endless pot of federal funny money available. If local schools can get a child diagnosed on the spectrum, then they get four times more money for that student, and they get a teacher's aide sometimes, so they can hire their cousin that's a teacher's aide for that classroom that's got the special needs kid in there. And so they get
Mike,
more money.
Do you remember, Mike, when the short bus The short bus was
they
for like
still
the three
have
or four kids in school that had yeah, but the short bus now is for the four or five kids that are really intelligent, it seems like.
Well, those are considered exceptional. See, this is political correctness. The kids that are exceptionally intelligent are also exceptional. And so our president may have some of this. What you mentioned earlier, Doogie Howser, is actually called Asperger's, and they can have a savant abilities, you know, like maybe they can read books and memorize the whole thing, you know, or learn. I know of a student in a nearby county that knew Latin at the age of seven or something crazy. The boy could read all kinds of books and have it memorized and comprehend it. It was almost like supernatural. How you know, he was exceptional. He didn't have social skills to play with other children. And this is part of the problem.
Various things, yeah.
Right. So there's a whole spectrum of stuff, but it's being tainted, I think, by this money, because anytime you got a child that can't sit still in classroom, they're labeled. We need more recess. Texas found this out a few years ago. There's a school system in Texas that added back four recesses, and their scores went up on a standardized test. So part of it is the money.
That.
No, we can't have that.
That's the music.
Yeah. Talk to you guys later, man. All right, bye.
Yeah, music. Thanks, Mike. Hang on. Great. We'll be right back. Jerry, hang in there.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You know, I don't think I can, like, end the show anything better than going to the barnyard, right, checking out. Second time with Jerry. Hey, Jerry, where are you at? Got any goats?
I'm in the yard, not in the barnyard. Maybe it's a little quieter. quick deal on the tidy homes deal. Back in the day, a couple got married. They bought a lot of piece of property or whatever. They built maybe a tiny home. Sometimes just two rooms, maybe one room. And they paid cash for it. As their family grew and their wealth grew and their income grew, they added on. They'd have a child that had a bedroom, and they increased the size of their dwelling according to their income and according to their family. That has pretty much went by the wayside because of the powers it shouldn't be. Oh, you can't have that because it's going to depreciate, lower the value of all the surrounding pieces of property. You got to do this because of health standards. You got to do this because of that or something else. You can't go in, you know, in the state of Texas, they have got laws now that you got to have certain inspections done during construction because you're tied to the power grid or a water system. You've got to have a certificate of occupation before you can get permanent services attached to that house.
They can't let the middle class grow, Jerry. As soon as the middle class starts to grow and become comfortable, they have to find out a new way to tax, regulate, ordinance, you know, some way to rule and regulate it to bilk you out of your money so they keep you at that just above, you know, that level. You know, there used to be the middle America, you know, in the 50s and 60s, you know, it was a great period. But it's all changing. Now, the inequality gap is definitely growing, and people are really struggling. And even if they're struggling, they don't want to know the truth because that can, you know, be a little more uncomfortable.
Well,
but, you know, that,
it's not just want to know the truth, guys. It's they don't know the truth. The truth is no longer available to a lot of, you know, easily available. I don't know. I can get really on a war path on that. But, you know, they have manipulated it where they're going to control you. Where you live, how you live, and it just on and on. We're not free. I've said that many times. So if you think you're free,
we are good slaves. We are great slaves.
If you think you're free and own your property, you can have your property paid for, but you don't own it. If you do, don't pay your property taxes for a couple of years. You know, I'd be late. Be late and see what the penalties are on late payment of your abalorum tax.
Yes, and as normal people out here, you know, who do jobs like, you know, Farron said he was doing sheetrocking. And Farron, if you're listening, I'll have to agree with you. I did that, you know, a month or so ago. And every time I do it, you know, people was asking, you know, how much longer? I said, well, I really can't tell you exactly because, you know, I can do this, but, you know, it's nothing that I really strive to get good at because sheetrocking, the only people that are crazier than sheetrockers are roofers. You know, and those are the jobs that Americans won't do.
But it's an honorable profession. You get out and work and sweat and freeze to death. And have a good week, folks. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. You got to be getting very near the music. Yeah, there it is. Good timing there, Jerry. Alan, well, everybody else, till next week. Take care. Bye, folks.
Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite.
Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.